Hare Krishna. Rasa Parayana Das from the UK. He asks, who should be the object of our meditations? Who should be our Ishtadeva? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna? And the answer to that is Krishna. But that may not be something that spontaneously arises in the mind of a beginning devotee. And therefore there are possible alternatives, which I will mention. As with the explanation of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. Our meditation and our Ishtadeva, or our worshipable deities, are Radha and Krishna. That is the system of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Therefore we have Radha Krishna deities on our altars and so on. And that will be the natural consequence, the natural direction one will get from the holy name of the Lord when chanted attentively. However, if devotees are not clear on that, then they may focus their minds on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in any case not different than Radha and Krishna, Radha Krishna Nahiranya, and he will guide, direct devotees' meditations. Meditation in itself is not a singular focus, or doesn't have a singular focus. It's both a process, and it simultaneously encapsulates or involves many personalities. As a process, we begin our meditation, worship by our spiritual master, Guru Parampara, Panchatattva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that way we come to Krishna. So procedurally, one ends up with the worship of Lord Krishna or Radha Krishna. At the same time, it's not an exclusive affair. It's not that we only meditate on Krishna. As I mentioned, we meditate on Radha and Krishna. But Radha and Krishna also means Brijbasis. It means cowherd boys and cows and gopis and Lalita and Yashoda and so many others. So it's inclusive of others. Proper meditation of Krishna can't exclude Krishna's associates, and one not need be concerned or be worried that I'm jumping over Krishna or something if I'm also thinking about Krishna's associates. No. But rather the process of bhakti or devotional service, anugami, jananugami, is to actually follow an associate of Krishna, das, das, and das. And of course the best das is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So once again, if devotees are perplexed, who should I meditate on? Meditate on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he'll tell you and guide you in the proper way. If we read Prabhupada's books, we chant Hare Krishna, then it becomes clear what is the suitable path for each and every one of us, because although it's general, we're all worshippers of Radha and Krishna, but also we have an individual identity, which means that there are unique individuals who we follow and are attracted to do so. Hare Krishna.